So let's get right to it. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's actually Gilbert. I hate to correct you there.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure we've talked before. The president is talking about hitting the road. It's been ages since he's had a rally or a public event other than the evening press briefing. So what's the president up to this week?
Right. Well, you know, he left the White House for the very first time in over a month on Friday evening when he went by helicopter to Camp David to the presidential retreat in Maryland, not very far away. But now official presidential travel is set to resume here on Tuesday with the president going to Phoenix, where he's going to tour a Honeywell plant facility that has hired 500 people to manufacture N95 masks. We've seen this sort of travel from the vice president recently, but now it's the president who's going to be getting on a plane and essentially going to this plant and traveling to other places like Ohio as well to check out some of these areas where companies are producing protective equipment, and he also may be visiting some small businesses along the way.
Interesting. The big headline after the vice president made his appearance at the Mayo Clinic last week was that he didn't wear a face mask. And I think all eyes are going to be on the president this week, especially in Phoenix, to see if he'll be wearing a mask.
Yeah, the president has said he would actually consider wearing a mask at this event on Tuesday at the Honeywell facility, but added last week he just doesn't know if he could speak in a mask. It would be the very first time we've seen the president wear a mask in public, but as you mentioned just last week, Vice President Pence was seen wearing a mask while he was touring a ventilator facility.
Yeah, that second time out, he finally did put the mask on. A lot of blowback after he didn't. It's obviously going to be a while, and it may not even happen at all this year for a big campaign-style rally with hundreds, thousands of people. But in an election year, the president's got to be itching to have one of those rallies. Is there any way that he can have a scaled-down version of that at some point in the near future?
Well, he said he actually wouldn't really want a scaled-down version, but is open to it. As for the 2020 campaign, beyond these official White House official trips, Trump has expressed hope that he can start rallying again, restart his rallying, but added it is going to depend on how the coronavirus outbreak develops, so he won't fully commit to that just yet.
Yeah, going to be very interesting to see that happen, or whether it happens or not. Andrew, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Andrew Dimbert. He is a correspondent for ABC News in Washington. The president will be on the road. And that's right. He hasn't traveled away from the White House in quite some time. Did go to Camp David for a working weekend this past weekend. But, he hasn't been down to Florida. He hasn't been to a lot of the places that he usually goes and hasn't done any of these big campaign rallies, nor has Joe Biden. Obviously, you can't gather groups of people to rally. And that is what is going to make this a very different kind of election year, because you're not going to see big gatherings of people. Even at the conventions, I don't think this summer are you going to see very large groups of people. And that's just unheard of. That is the most American thing about a campaign that you can think of, is a large group of people carrying signs and carrying on at a campaign rally. And President Trump has had campaign rallies during his entire presidency, starting right out of the gate. He kind of never stopped campaigning and loves having these big groups of people in arenas together, and we're just probably not going to see much of that at all for the rest of this year. But the president will be in Phoenix tomorrow, and is planning a trip to Ohio in the next week or so. It is 15 past 7 o'clock. A much